So, state representative-elect, right?
That's right. That's right. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Congratulations, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, when you look at that historically from that race, I do not ever remember there being a Republican in that district as a state representative. I don't personally remember, and I can remember being in the office with Jim Thompson and David Phelps. And I don't, you know, I just don't remember a Republican being in there before.
Based on what I've heard, it's 1985 was the last time a Republican held the seat. I believe David Phelps was elected in 84 and took office in January of 85.
All right. Well, he was a Democrat, so.
That's right.
So,
before him was Bob Winchester.
I do remember Bob Winchester. He owned a radio station in El Dorado. That's right. So here's the thing. You've got to learn a statecraft. You're a lawyer, but now there's the aspect of becoming a statesman and a legislature as opposed to a politician, I think, which is probably the way you would lean, correct?
That's right. I would hope that some of the rhetoric of the campaign that was lobbed in all directions will tamper down, and now we can look forward to moving the state in the right direction. You know, the reforms that I advocated for in the election, I believe are the right course and the right path for us to take, and I'll continue to advocate for those in Springfield. But we also have to realize that the Democrats have a supermajority now in each House of the General Assembly, and they, of course, now will hold the governorship. So my fight will be to hold true to my conservative principles, but also to make sure that the Southern Illinois is also heard in Springfield.
You know, I don't know that this is the right word, but it's the first word, and I think it is accurate to a certain degree, that there is a level of desperation in your district when it comes to how much people make, health opportunities, being able to see someplace where there's a doctor. There's a level of desperation in your district, especially in the more rural areas, that I think many people may not know about.
Oh, you're exactly right. We talked about this in some of the interviews that we've done throughout the campaign. We are losing people from our area. People are moving out because of what you've said, but also people are living here often have to go out of state just to meet basic needs, health care needs, food, clothing. They may live in Southern Illinois, but they're often having to shop or work out of state, and that then leads people to often move out of state. We have to correct that problem. I would hope that those in the leadership in Springfield will see that out-migration and people leaving the state has to be corrected if we hope to address any of the problems we have as a state. Because if we continue to lose people and people continue to move and look to move, these other issues we have to address are going to be that much more difficult to address.
You know, you in your district, you are on the way in that district to becoming a food desert. I talked to the people who run the grocery store in Golconda. They were talking about how hard it is to make ends meet there. You've already seen the grocery store close, and thankfully somebody reinvested and reopened in Vianna. I mean, you're starting to look where people won't even be able to go to the grocery store without traveling 40 miles or outside of the state.
Exactly. And that is the big fear, and that has to do with the overall economy of our region. You know, the state, the nation is enjoying a very positive economic period, and surrounding states, Kentucky, Indiana, Missouri, are seeing their economy growing faster than ours. If we don't grow our economy in Southern Illinois in particular, we're going to continue to see those difficulties arise.
One of the items that is included in statements by the governor-elect, his focus on balancing the budget, which you referenced a couple of moments ago with a conservative, make sure a real balanced budget is in place. But he's already talking about legalizing recreational marijuana in the state of Illinois to meet those ends.
I think that's the wrong move. If you look at what has occurred in other states that have legalized marijuana, it has not been the overall positive that they were expecting it to be. And there has been some public health concerns. There have been concerns for the youth and public safety. I believe that is the wrong direction to go. Now, we have recently in the state of Illinois decriminalized small amounts of marijuana, which basically means if you possess less than 10 grams, it's like a traffic ticket. You pay a $120 fine if you're caught with less than 10 grams. That has not been in place long enough for us to see how that works. I believe we need to keep that law in effect rather than legalizing marijuana. I don't believe that would be the right direction.
It looks like the stock market thinks it's going to happen. They're saying so because the stock market went up, I think, 545 yesterday, the Dow. And a lot of people saying part of that was the election. And the part of the election was four states talking about different marijuana propositions. And then, of course, you've got J.B. Pritzker, who, you know, no stranger to the stock market, $3.2 billion. He's well-known in the financial areas, that maybe Illinois is next in line, I think. And so there's definitely some momentum there, no doubt about that.
Well, I laid out why I oppose it. The fact of the matter is, though, and what the citizens of Southern Illinois need to know is that the Democrats control both houses, the House and the Senate, the General Assembly, and they have the governorship. In fact, they have more than enough in the majority to pass what they're going to put forward, and if they have enough votes, they would be able to do that. I will be voting against it.
Okay.
But not something I alone could stop.
Hey, we got 30 seconds left. I want you all right, 30 seconds. So give me real quick here. Patrick Windhorst, 118th state representative elect, is joining us on the phone this morning. What do you want to accomplish? What's your goal? And give me something specific. We all want to see a balanced budget. We all want to see the pension debt. But what can you accomplish in your district?
Well, I have said throughout, my overall goal is to stop people leaving the state, making it more attractive to live and do business. We have the highest overall tax burden in the country. We have to address that with property tax relief. That is the number one tax that is affecting people, that's causing them to move. We have to bring property tax relief to Illinois, and that will, as much as anything, help reduce the out-migration problem. So property tax relief would be a number one goal of mine.
Yeah. Patrick Windhorst. Patrick, once again, congratulations on your win on Wednesday.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.